Doubt is not a bad thing. It's a sign that there's something that you get to explore. Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to focus on the fourth pillar of coherence, which is philosophy that manifests as our values. To get us started, I am going to light some Palo Santo to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. Come in to this present moment and notice where your body is in space. How is the earth supporting your feet? Maybe your chair or bed supporting you. And notice if there's anything tight or tense. And send the breath there. And just be here. In awareness with yourself in this moment. I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep inhaling, really fill up your lungs and take up space. And exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everybody across space and time that is joining us, sharing this breath. And sharing this ritual. You can allow your breathing to begin returning to a normal pattern. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Okay. I am going to begin shuffling our cards for today. And as I do so, call back to mind our intention of philosophy and values and anything else that you may have brought into today's session. And we got the bells going behind us, source supporting this reading. I live so close to like three different churches and they all have bells that go off at different times, which is lovely. But for recording, I may just have to stop editing around them. I hope they're not too bothersome. How are you feeling with your philosophy, with your values? I have been diving into Philosophy Tube and some of my old philosophy books this weekend, and I gotta say, it has been so much fun. I feel like that's an extremely nerdy thing to say, but I love thinking about the way we think and how other people think and the nature of reality. It's so fascinating to me, and it truly does inform the way I live my life. These morals and ethics, it's important. whether or not they completely, perfectly, logically cache, because honestly, there's a lot of problems even within logic that we like to think that there's not, but there is. But to at least be considering these questions, it's important. Those two just fully flipped out. I don't know if you saw that or not, but wow. Wow. Okay. So we have the Hierophant in reverse, Hierophant, Hierophant, where we see a king on a throne in papish robes with a big crown and two sort of worshippers or lackeys kind of down below him, and two keys crossed at the base of his throne. The Hierophant almost always represents this kind of combination of church and state, this sovereign who is intellectually very strong, but also spiritually very devout. And then we have the Knight of Pentacles, where we have this young man on a jet black horse holding one pentacle in his hand and classic silver medieval armor as he rides through the plains, I suppose, with some mountains behind him. This is interesting. To start with the Hierophant in reverse, because he is a figure of sort of this combination of religious knowledge as well as intellectual knowledge, and the crossed keys at the base of the pedestal, actually, here, I'll show you. I believe stand for the key of release and the key of locking. It's both of these things. But the way that there is just like ultimate power over all domains of life, the Hierophant also tends to represent a strong masculine role model in your life, a father type figure, but it does not have to be a father. And I think getting this in reverse is saying, leave something behind, whether it is the philosophy you were gifted as a child, the knowledge that you were indoctrinated into, a dogma that was passed down, or even ancestrally, something that you kind of have built in as you came into this life. It's time to leave that behind and investigate these questions for yourself. Not that you may not go back to what you know, what you may have been taught, but you need to investigate separately from control, from what someone else has decided is true and right. What is true to you? What is right to you? Your philosophy needs to be yours. And then we have the Knight of Pentacles, and this is a warrior, a soldier for material wealth, but also the pinnacles is the suit of the earth, and this feels very gut-based to me, right? It's almost like the Knight of Pentacles is fighting for your intuition, fighting for your narrative, right? And it's kind of saying it's not going to be totally easy to shed these old beliefs, these this old awareness that you had, but you do have spirit guides, friends, family, people and energies in your corner fighting for you to do this too. You're not alone in this journey. And again, I want to be clear that as I say, leave these belief systems that have been kind of handed to you or told you to be true, I don't mean that those are wrong. I mean that you need to investigate them for yourself. And if you do come back to those and are like, wow, yeah, these really do resonate with me, that's beautiful. If you don't, that's also beautiful. But there is something inherently wrong with not questioning. There are a lot of answers out there that we are kind of drowning in different dogmas, different worldviews, different philosophies, different religions, different influencers who have their own kind of take on things. So there is so much. And none of it matters if it does not actually impact the way you live your life. And the only thing that is going to change the way you live your life and make you live as your true self in alignment with what you actually believe in is to get to know what you actually believe in and then make the small changes to come into that. So whatever voice is in the back of your head that is kind of playing Doubting Thomas, lean into that. Listen. It's not heresy. It's curiosity. And if you're coming from a Christian worldview, Jesus tells us to doubt. He tells us to investigate, to learn. But whatever it is that you are clinging to that doesn't fit you anymore, it's time to find what does, what has some breathing room in it so that you can grow into it. Because that's what you deserve. That's what we all deserve. And that is necessary to living as you. Our job is to live our life, the life that our soul has chosen. And it is really easy to look at an answer that someone else has developed and say, I can make that make sense for me. Yeah, cool, sure, and move forward. It is a lot harder to doubt and to say, I don't know. And I do that every day. But let me tell you, it's a lot more exciting. And my mental health is better when I do that. And I feel like myself when I do that. To move into our mantra today, inspired by the Hierophant in reverse, the Knight of Pentacles, our theme of philosophy that manifests as values, and anything else that you may have set as an intention for today's session, our mantra is going to be, I trust myself. Sacred simplicity. I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we will repeat the mantra of I trust myself. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in and exhale, repeating the mantra, I trust myself. For our practice today, I want you to think about one doubt that you have about your belief system or worldview, whether that is your philosophy or your religion or even just a set of truths that you've kind of taken as true. Whatever is kind of in the back of your mind as kind of a brain worm, just acknowledge it. Acknowledge that it's there without suppressing it. I'll own one for me. I'm not going to ask you to do something without doing it myself. Within the kind of hodgepodge, mishmash worldview that I have and my own definition of source that I've created, one thing that has kind of been in the back of my mind is this weird thing where I think a lot of atheists would look at my worldview and say, oh, well, you're an atheist. And a lot of theists would look at my worldview and say, oh, well, you're a theist, and maybe vice versa. I think you can kind of take both readings on my worldview. And I tend to look at a lot of other people that are either atheist or theist and say, well, actually, that atheist is kind of spiritual and has faith, and that theist actually is pretty cynical and doesn't seem to believe. You know, it's like, I think that there's a lot of gray there. And I think something that causes a lot of doubt for me is, do I have a well thought out worldview if it doesn't neatly fit into one of those two very clear categories? And I think what I'm coming to is, no, it's probably a good thing that it's messy, actually. But there are bells again. But sometimes it does cause doubt that it isn't clean, that it isn't sorted. But I do still have the belief that, well, at a certain point, you have to have faith. And I believe that goes for atheists and theists. So yeah. Then, of course, you may say, well, then you're probably agnostic, which is a whole other can of worms. So I'll just leave it there for now. That's where my brain has been recently, and I'll be exploring that. and I hope you'll be exploring something too, to bring you closer to your own beliefs, to yourself, to a life of truth. Thank you all so very much for being here with me today, and I will see you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please like, subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star rating and a review, and please share this video with someone that you think would enjoy it or could use this message today. A big thank you to Podington Bear for Our Daily Ritual's theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.